Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Time now for Hot Cares, and today we're talking about Rudy. Rudy is a 15-year-old and has been wearing hearing aids since he was just 3.5 years old. And those hearing aids have helped Rudy to communicate and take part in everyday life. But after almost 9 years, they've literally reached the end of their lifespan. And one can no longer be adjusted, which means that Rudy is currently relying on just one hearing aid. And despite that, he continues to work hard at school. School of Skills has represented his school in tug of war, proudly winning a number of medals. And his family have literally done everything they can to support him. But there's still a shortfall for new hearing aids. Let's go to the phones. Let's join Rudy's mom, Lizelle. Welcome to Hot Cares, Lizelle. How's it going?
I'm good, and you, Ian?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. Nice to have you on the phone. We've spoken about it. Rudy's been wearing those hearing aids for most of his life. How much of a difference have they made to his learning? Because honestly, it must be incredibly difficult to deal with hearing aids and everyday life and making sure that they work, etc. How's he coping?
At the moment, he's struggling with only the one, even at home. When we call him, you don't always hear us. Especially in school, it also makes a big difference. Even in sports, when he does the tug of war, you can't always hear his teammates or the umpires and the coaches. So, yeah.
He sounds like a very determined young man. He really does.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He is very determined.
Especially with everything that he has achieved in tug of war. Tell us a little bit about that journey. He obviously loves being outdoors and being involved with his friends and getting out and about with social activities, Lizelle.
Okay, he's been doing tug of war now. He started the barefoot tug of war in his previous school, and he's now doing tug of war with a boot.
Amazing.
So, yes, and he participated this year in March in the SA Junior Tug of War in Robertson, and he got 2 third places on the podium.
Good man. That.
Yes.
Nice. We mentioned right up front here that Rudy's literally relying on one hearing aid. I would imagine that the classroom scenario is a bit of a nightmare for him.
It is. The teacher has gone so far as to move him to the front of the class just to help him.
Yeah.
Even at home, when we call him, we try not to shout like we normally do if he doesn't hear us. We literally go in front of him.
Yes.
We speak slowly so he can hear, because we know he reads our lips as well.
You and the family really are doing everything that you can to make sure that Rudy gets along in everyday life as best as he possibly can. And for that, you guys, all of you, need to be applauded. But that doesn't solve the problem of the fact that he's got one hearing aid. And now let's just talk money for a second, because hearing aids are incredibly expensive to replace, aren't they, Lizelle?
They are super expensive.
So I've got some good news for you. Our listeners at Hot 102.7 have been incredibly, incredibly generous, which means that I have the privilege of being able to talk to you this afternoon on behalf of Hot Cares. I'd like to tell you that we're going to take care of the 15,000 Rand shortfall for Rudy's new hearing aids.
Thank you so much. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so super. You just made my day. Started crying.
Well, I'm super privileged to be able to pass the message on. It's our incredible audience at Hot 102.7 and the folks at Hot Cares. Lizelle, on behalf of all of us, to you and to the family, and of course to Rudy, we hope that that shortfall is sorted out quicker, sooner rather than later, and that he gets back to hearing properly and living a life that is enjoyable and happy.
Definitely, yeah. We support him any way we can. When it comes to his competitions and practices and everything he needs.
Take care of yourself, Lizelle, and thank you, and well done.
Thank you so much, Ian.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.